On Saturday, the Universities of Wisconsin, they call it now, Board of Regents, voted on a proposed compromise with the state legislature to receive funding for cost of living pay raises and campus building projects. In exchange, under that deal, the universities would be expected to cut and restructure diversity, equity, and inclusion positions, among other measures. The board voted 9-8 on Saturday to reject that deal. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says this is the best offer they're going to get. Here's Speaker Voss on the Jay Weber Show on WISN.
You know, I hope that they will reconsider. I mean, this deal was negotiated in good faith. We're not changing one thing in this deal. We are not going backwards. If anything, I'd prefer to go forwards. But, you know, a deal is a deal. You got to keep your word. So it's going to last for a little while, but this is not forever. If they want to walk away, they can walk away.
The story isn't over. The Board of Regents is scheduled to meet and hold another vote this evening. We should note that WPR is a service of UW-Madison. You could join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think about the Board of Regents' decision to reject the funding offer? If you're a university employee yourself, what do you think of your raise being held up in these negotiations? What do you think of the demands to change, scale back diversity programs in the university system? Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. WPR reporter Rich Kramer is following this story. Rich, welcome back to the show.
Hey, I'm glad to be back.
Well, there are twists and turns, Rich. Thanks for taking some time to stop following those for a minute to tell us about it. At the core of this, though, talk about this deal and what led to it before that vote on Saturday.
Sure. So this in a way, goes back to June, the Republican State Convention. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told the crowd there that DEI is divisive. It's indoctrination of college students. It's really a tool. He called it the religion of the left because they don't go to church. He had a lot of things to say about DEI as a concept. And he also told the crowd that, you know, if Wisconsin stands its ground, it's going to be like this watershed moment that'll ripple across the country. So follow that up with, you know, the employee pay raises for UW employees was included in the state budget. That was approved with Republican support and Democratic support. And then in September, Speaker Voss started saying that he was going to try to block those pay raises. Speaker Voss co-chairs the Joint Committee on Employee Relations, which gives the final nod to compensation plans. And in October, that board, the committee, took up the raises for other employees, but denied did not take action on the UW raises. So that's kind of where we are. The raises were supposed to go into effect July 1, and they've been held up for months now. So that's the raise portion of this. Also, there's the UW-Madison Engineering Building that has received a lot of support from the business community, and that was also blocked by Republicans earlier this year.
Now, we had Universities of Wisconsin System President Jay Rothman negotiate this deal that was voted on Saturday with Speaker Voss, I think the key player there, and others. What were the outlines of that deal? What kind of changes would have to be made to get that money already budgeted to be released?
It's a big, long document, hard to understand. But at its core, as you mentioned earlier, it would essentially freeze DEI staff positions through 2026 across the UW system. It would restructure and reimagine, is the terms in the document, at least 43 current DEI positions. They would then focus on academic and student success instead. And UW-Madison is ending something called the Target of Opportunity Program, which recruits and hires diverse faculty members, and they're going to transition to something else that essentially recruits and hires faculty regardless of identity, racial, and ethnic backgrounds. Also, one of the surprises for me in this deal was the UW would be required to support Republican legislation that would mandate that UW-Madison automatically admit top academic performers graduating from Wisconsin high schools, and all other campuses would be required to admit the top 10%. And then, of course, UW-Madison is going to be, under the deal, seeking donations to create a new leadership position focused on things including, quote, conservative political thought, classical economic theory, or classical liberalism, depending on the donor's interest. On the other side, Republicans are agreeing to release $800 million in funding that would go towards the cost of living raises for the 34,000 or so UW employees and campus building projects, including the UW-Madison Engineering Building. There's much more in the deal beside that, though.
Right. We could talk a long time about this, I think, Rich.
We sure
but
could.
So Saturday comes along, and the by one vote, the Board of Regents says, nope, not backing this deal. What was the argument for the regents who voted this down?
Well, several of the regents who come from diverse backgrounds talked about facing discrimination in their own lives, and they said that DEI is a commitment that the university is making to try to make campuses more open and welcoming to students from various racial and ethnic backgrounds. And so they said that, you know, and there also was warnings from board members about if we agree to this compromise or this deal now, what's to stop this from happening again regarding future concessions. So that was the argument. And I'll just say, I've covered higher education for a while, and I've just never seen a resolution put before the board that wasn't approved. Usually they're approved unanimously. Like the votes are worked out ahead of time, I would think.
We're talking to WPR reporter Rich Kramer about the UW Board of Regents vote on Saturday to reject that funding deal with the state legislature we were talking about and where it goes next. Another vote may be on the way. Hey, this is in the courts too. This is Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234 if you're following this. If this affects you as an employee, as a student, if you're watching this with strong opinions about how it comes out, or if you have questions, there's a lot. Join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up the conversation with WPR reporter Rich Kramer. We're talking about a proposed deal between the UW system and the state legislature that would have the universities cut and restructure diversity, equity, and inclusion positions, among other things, in exchange for funding for a couple different things. The Board of Regents voted to reject that deal on Saturday. Another vote is scheduled for potentially not long from now. You can join in with your thoughts on this, your questions at 800-642-1234. Rich, last I saw anyway, the Regents are maybe going to reconvene in not too long. Oh. I assume you're following that. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a certainty. They're going to reconvene at 5 o'clock. They're going to take another swipe at this deal. The one thing that has changed was Board Vice President Amy Bogost, who is an appointee to the board from Democratic Governor Tony Evers. She originally voted against this compromise deal from Voss on Saturday, but in the meeting materials outlining the agenda for tonight, she is now recommending the adoption of this resolution, aka the Voss deal. So that is one flip. And the other wild card is State Superintendent of Public Schools, Jill Underlie, who is on the board as what they call an ex officio position, meaning she wasn't appointed. That's just, you know, she sits on the board. She said that she cannot make the meeting tonight. She is in Europe and has spotty internet connections. So it's a virtual meeting, but Dr. Underlie says that she cannot attend. So if no other votes change, then it could pass by one vote. I mean, it could come down to Regent Bogost. So there's a lot of pins and needles going on right now.
And then there's the courts, Governor Evers suing, as I understand it, Rich, the legislature, saying they've exceeded their authority in not approving funding that had already been through the legislative process. Where is that now in the courts?
So it's before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. You know, Attorney General Josh Call, Democratic Attorney General Josh Call, and Governor Tony Evers have filed what's called an original, or they're asking the Supreme Court for an original action. They want to bypass all the lower courts and have essentially the new liberal majority on the Wisconsin Supreme Court take it up. And the lawsuit, the gist of it is, Call and Evers are arguing that these raises were already approved through the legislative process. And again, this is about other things too, like land stewardship funds and et cetera. But things that were approved in the state budget are now being blocked by these legislative committees, individuals on these committees, essentially. And they say that that is a violation of the Wisconsin Constitution's separation of powers. The court hasn't decided whether or not it's going to hear the case. Briefs have been filed. You know, that's the argument from Evers. And then lawmakers, legislators are essentially saying there's past court precedent and the statutes are clear that this is allowed, you know, under the law. So if they take that up, there's a potential that the Supreme Court could strike down a lot of these, you know, legislative practices that are kind of allowing individual Republicans to block these things. So that's a big wild card, but no action as of this week. I check that. I check the court briefs every single day.
Let's bring on a caller. John is with us in Arcadia. John, hi.
Hi.
What did you want to bring up, John?
Well, like you've been saying, it's already been approved by the legislature. They had their chance to say no when they were when it was in front of them, and they didn't. So now they want to pretend that it's a pinball machine or a video game where they get to push reset, and that's not the way our government works.
John, thanks a lot for the call. Rich, that's been some of the argument against this action from Speaker Voss. Ties into some of what you were just saying about the legal challenge there. It could have been tackled in the budget process.
Yeah, and one of the other things that's interesting about this deal, I talked about the automatic admissions, and that was a standalone Republican bill. It's essentially the same as a standalone Republican bill that hasn't passed the full assembly, or the full legislature, I should say. So that would be another situation where this holdup with regard to Voss and this Committee on Employment Relations and other things might kind of, it's essentially, you know, after the fact negotiating on things in the budget. So that argument has been raised quite a bit. People are saying it's disingenuous, it's divisive, you know, et cetera, et cetera. A lot of complaints about the actions from Voss and Republicans. Also, a lot of complaints and anger from some faculty and Senate group, student groups on campuses that the regents are even considering this.
Thanks for that call. Yet another wrinkle, Rich. Now, regents, many of them are appointed by the governor. The state Senate confirms many appointments from the governor. They have, under Republican control, been reluctant to officially approve a lot of people. Now we're hearing a what from some Republican Senate leaders about how they might handle these appointees.
Republican Senate Majority Dan Kapinga essentially said, you know, after the Saturday rejection by the Board of Regents, he said, well, that's very interesting. It's good to know where these people stand with upcoming confirmation votes. And, you know, some of the regents had been unconfirmed for 3 years. And in November, the Senate did confirm, I can't remember, I think it's something like 8 of the Evers appointees. There's 4 left that need confirmation. One of those is Board Vice President Amy Bogost. So I don't know if that's playing into her decision, but essentially, yes, this threat has been made that, if I'm to summarize, it's careful because, you know, we can vote you down.
Rich, we'll leave it there. I'll let you get back to watching the legal briefs and get ready to see what comes out of this meeting in about half an hour.
Yeah, half an hour. It feels like 10 hours. Thanks, Rob.
That's Rich Kramer, reporter for WPR. He talked to us about a story he's been following, the UW Board of Regents vote to reject a compromise with state lawmakers to receive funding for cost of living pay raises and other campus projects tied to requested cuts, demanded cuts to diversity, equality, and inclusion programs in the university system. As we heard, another vote could be on the way pretty soon. Reminder that WPR is a service of UW-Madison.